Thomas and Friends, Under the Bus, and KP Yai Yai Yai. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Warren De La Salle captured its first MHSAA ice hockey title at USA Arena in Plymouth last weekend behind the great play of Thomas and Friends.
Looking forward at the point is Jordan Kovacs. Now sends it in. It's covered up. Roos out in front. They score. It's Hernandez. Go ahead and toss those hats, ladies and gentlemen. We have ourselves a hat trick.
Max Roberts on the MHSAA Network. Thomas Hernandez powered the Pilots with a hat trick in the Division III final against Calumet and the game-winning goal, shorthanded at that, in the semis against Dearborn Divine Child. And he's one of a growing number of players coming back to the high school game.
Yeah, I ended up here and I loved it. This has been my favorite year by far, ever. Been playing hockey for 14 years, been my best year yet.
You can read more about the ice hockey finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brighton's Courtney Casper, who captured Division I all-around honors at the MHSAA Girls Gymnastics Finals last weekend, and Holland West Ottawa's Spencer Carl, who defended his crowns in the 200 freestyle and 500 freestyle on Saturday at the Division I Lower Peninsula Boys Swimming and Diving Finals. Time your meals for success. Get breakfast in every day. Try to eat every 3 or 4 hours. Have a pre-workout snack within 60 minutes of that activity, and get a snack of carbs and protein within 30 minutes after a practice or game to begin the recovery process. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It seems whenever a high school game breaks down in a negative way, the coaches, players, fans, and school administrators are quick to blame the officials. It's easy to take out aggression on these nameless, faceless, almost inanimate objects. But sloppy or chippy play is on the coaches to control, not the officials, as they simply call what happens. Fans up in the stands then quickly follow the lead of their coach, berating the officials, thinking they're so well-versed in the art of officiating, but often don't have the guts to put on the stripes themselves. Officials aren't perfect, but often they have to clean up messes created by others during the game, the people who really should be thrown under the bus.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. It wouldn't be a basketball tournament if there weren't some talk of seeding. Mindsets have evolved over the years to where a lot of folks now like the possibility of seeding the tournament as opposed to a blind draw, the fresh start approach. Emphasis on the word possibility. Is there a possibility of a system that takes into account travel in the northern portions of our state? No. The latest basketball proposal called KPI makes Class A look good on paper in that regard, but it doesn't work if you're in Calumet or Crystal Falls. That by itself is why you need something that is not just a standalone judging system. That is why KPI is only one of several measures used by the NCAA. I remember in my days in college athletics in Bloomington, Indiana, when the Jeff Sarigan rankings first came out. Fun to talk about, but not to use as a standalone system. I could go on, but you get the point. Seeding is still a question of how. Wrestling and lacrosse have figured it out on smaller scales, but the lacrosse model will blow up as more schools sponsor it. And that's where, in my world, basketball would head. Do something on the smallest scale possible to eliminate what really gets under people's skin, that opening night showdown, and then let the games begin. Girls basketball semifinals and finals take place this weekend. Watch all the semifinal games on MHSAA TV, and then tune in on Saturday for the finals on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. You can also listen to all the action on the MHSAA radio network. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.